This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome one and all to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you along. We have some time to find out what is on your mind between now and the bottom of the hour. So we'd welcome that at 271-1100, 258-0550. Those are the local numbers to 550K Fire and AM 1100 The Flag. Bismarck and Fargo flagships for What's On Your Mind. So you can call that number as you normally do. You can call us toll-free if you prefer that at 800-228-0550. Put all those in your speed dial, if you would. Okay? Put those in your speed dial. And you can just, boom, one touch and you're calling us. We have the 24/7 Oasis Petroleum Hotline. That's there because we're not always on the air. I mean, well, Todd is. He's almost always working. But, you know, Kevin and I.
He is the radio guy.
We kind of have a life, so we have to, you know, tend to the family once in a while. And other things. Sometimes I wonder. I think iHeartMedia, they somewhere have contracted for your life. Anyway, Todd is a 24/7 kind of guy.
Contract on my life, but.
And so the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, named for North Dakotans who clearly have the Be the Buffalo spirit. Incredible. Just think about what folks do every day, getting up and making North Dakota go. It's really phenomenal. We love you. We absolutely love you. And so we celebrate you with the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. Anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can even call that during the show. We had a gentleman called during the show yesterday. He wasn't real happy with me. I think he called me an SOB. That's fine. Once in a while becomes the Hate Hannon Hotline, and we're okay with that. All opinions are welcome here, ladies and gentlemen.
Very rare, but occasionally.
All opinions are welcome. So anyway, give us a call on any of those. Text Todd at 226-8503. Text me at 367-2054. Let me say a word about a giant of a man in more ways than one, Senator Mark Andrews. Senator Andrews was a farmer. Then ended up in the United States House of Representatives for a number of years and then served also a term in the U.S. Senate. I moved to North Dakota in 84, I think kind of late 83, early 84, and started building a radio station up in Grand Forks, first as one of the FM music stations and then later on the AM side. The very first talk radio as you now know it, radio station where you had, you know, talk show hosts taking calls and that was the programming. It wasn't music. It wasn't anything. It was talk radio in 1986. And so we started covering the race between Mark Andrews. That was the big race and Ken Conrad that year. And I remember, of course, you meet the candidates and you cover the candidates. And I just thought this giant of a man, Mark Andrews, is so amazing. Kind of a bizarre, you know, campaign that year in that he ended up in a dispute over the care of his wife, Mary. And because of, he believed, you know, some poor treatment, she ended up in a wheelchair. And he decided to legally pursue some recourse for that against the provider. And that cost him votes. I never really understood that. Because I just don't think any voter could possibly understand enough about a situation there to say, well, that was a good idea or a bad idea. But I know this. If I brought my wife in for care, and I believe that that something happened with her care that caused her to be harmed, I would likely take every recourse I could. I'm not a sue kind of guy, but, you know, at that point you'd say there should be some penalty for what you did to a loved one. Anyway, that ended up costing him the race to Ken Conrad. That was when Ken Conrad went from tax commissioner to senator, and famously Senator Conrad said in that race that he would never, ever, no way, no how, he's not going to run ever again if the deficit isn't reduced under his watch. Well, the deficit wasn't reduced. But he continued as a senator. How did that happen? Oh, well, he ran for a different seat. He ran for the seat of Glenn Burdick because Glenn Burdick passed away. Oh, I see how that works. That, ladies and gentlemen, is called politics at its worst. Right there. And Mark Andrews was a good guy in all of that. Really good guy. He told me some incredible stories about the whole Garrison diversion battle that he had while he was in the House. He so badly wanted that project completed. He wanted it completed, and he didn't like the political games that stopped it, which largely were environmental. You had Roger Johnson and Byron Dorgan and others that were more interested in some obscure butterfly than they were getting water to the east. So they, in their own little way, took it down. But he cared about that issue so very much. And I'm telling you, I would listen intently, and he'd explain something and say, you've got to tell me that again, because I got to get my arms around what you're saying here. So you're saying he did that, which then led to this, and so and trying to follow on. He cared about it so much. He wanted that completed because, of course, he'd started it. Good man. Really good man. Remember the first time I interviewed Dick Morris for something, and he said, do you know Mapleton, North Dakota? I said, I know Mapleton, North Dakota, absolutely. He says, you know that farm with corn that's taller than skyscrapers in New York on the Andrews farm? I said, sure, yeah, absolutely. He said, well, I've been there. I've stood in that corn. He actually was a consultant at one point for Mark Andrews and came out for some of the campaign stuff. So anyway, to his family, Mark lived obviously a good, good life well into his 90s. So it's hard to be sad that you lost a giant of a man, but for the family, certainly, as much as they love the fact he's lived a good life, it's still tough to lose a loved one. So our thoughts and prayers with the family of Mark Andrews on his passing that we learned about yesterday. Okay. One other little programming note. Bill O'Reilly at the bottom of the hour. Did I tell you that already? Senator John Hoeven next hour, taking your calls, and in the meantime, anything and everything that's on your mind, welcome on those telephone numbers today on the program. The other programming note I wanted to tell you about, we don't cut anybody off here. You need to know.
Not even at the end of the show?
Well, yeah, if somebody's on at the end of the show and we're running out of time, we ran out of time for the rest of that call, but it isn't like we cut them off, right? I mean, the show ended.
Right, right.
Cut off to me means Todd is saying something I don't like. I'm hanging up on him. I'm done with him.
He does that off the air, but never on the air.
that to me is cutting somebody off, okay? So we had some calls yesterday with some people. Actually, but the first call, I don't remember how this started, but the call was related to the donations of Bill Gates to our governor, and in that person's mind, that meant if Bill Gates donated to Doug Burgum, that Doug Burgum believes everything Bill Gates does. That premise is just something I reject, and I always have. And it has nothing to do with Doug Burgum versus Bill Gates. I think when somebody donates to a candidate, you're saying, I want your views to prevail. I want your views to prevail. Now, clearly, there's plenty of examples of shysters that have said, okay, I'm going to give you X, and then I want this. Nobody that I know in North Dakota politics plays that game. Nobody I know plays that game. The quid pro quo, you give me this, then I'll give you that. personally. So, but that having been said, whether it's Bill Gates and his gung-ho vaccine beliefs, of which I think are a little scary. I'm not in Bill Gates' camp in any way, shape, or form related to his sort of, you know, go around with a needle and get everybody you can with that vaccine. But connecting it to the governor is something I just don't get. So you're going to get my opinion on that, but that doesn't mean I don't want your opinion. And it doesn't mean that I am trying to defend the governor or protect the governor or anything else. You have something to say about Governor Burgum, Bill Gates, or anybody else? Say it. Now, that doesn't mean... Todd from Bismarck. Todd, go ahead. Todd talks for 2 minutes and I say, well, I don't know. Oh, you cut me off. No, wait a minute. That isn't cutting you off. That's managing the clock. We have a lot of callers, a lot of topics to cover. So get to your point, but nobody's going to be cut off. Does that make sense? Hope so. If it doesn't, let me know. Your calls when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? A drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC. They're in Bismarck. They're in Valley City. And today they've got a cool set of wheels at a rock-bottom price. You ready for this? This is the 2012 Chevy Impala LTZ edition. Has all the upgrades. Leather heated seats, backup camera, dual power seats, split folding rear seats. So it's a local one owner. Only 79,000 miles on it. It's got a peppy 3.6 liter V6 engine. Full size car that'll get you upper 20s per gallon mileage. They're a sharp looking vehicle too. They really are. So it's on the lot right now at $99.95 today only if you tell them you heard about it right here. Right here on the radio, what's on your mind special, Wednesday Wheels, you drive it home for $89.15. Stop in 721 West Main, Valley City. Go online to PucklageValleyCity.com to find out more. Pucklage is North Dakota's home for Chevy. Call them at 800-401-4352 as well. All right, back on what's on your mind. Chad in Fargo. Comment? Question? Go ahead, Chad.
Good morning, Scott. Did the NDSU, did they ever get back to you guys with the comment? And also, did Trey Lance, the reason to go in the NFL is due to the fact that he probably would not become the starter because of all the fiasco he did?
Okay, couple answers there to your question. First of all, did we get a response from President Bresciani's office, Chris Larson? Chris had, in the newsroom, had put that request in.
We did not.
We did not, okay.
The only statement I've seen is from Matt Entz just basically saying that he supports his players.
Yeah, that was wow. A quote in one of the stories. I did text back and forth with Matt Larson yesterday. I think I mentioned that on the air yesterday. Maybe I didn't. But he is responding directly to anyone that reaches out to him. So he's responding, not putting out any kind of formal statement, but if people reach out, he reaches back. Texter here today says, got a call from Matt Larson, the athletic director. I'm very happy he returned my call because I left a message about the kneeling. Very disappointed still in the football team and the program, but he doesn't say much more than that on sort of what the responses are. Can I answer your question, Chad? Anything else?
What about Trey Lance basically going to the NFL just 1 year at NDSU and thinks he's going to be the hot shot after what he pulled at NDSU?
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Well, I have to say this, though.
He's got scouts telling him he's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's a talented kid, and,
yeah.
And he's got folks all over him. So I don't think the one-year thing had anything to do with it. I do think there is some politics involved in writing on your cleats, okay, and writing BLM and, you know, the names of people, BLM honors, and, you know, kind of that Colin Kaepernick's number, you know what I mean? I think there's, I don't know. I'd love to know if these agents say, do it, don't do it. You can be sure they're getting guidance from the agents on stuff like this. And
doing that will probably raise your stock in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, I think that might be the case. Thanks, Chad. I appreciate the call. You're not alone in your frustration. We heard that.
Misguided comes to mind.
Very raw yesterday. Yeah. Very raw. Fuller in Mapleton. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, good morning indeed. Happy New Month. I would like to have you forward my question to Bill O'Reilly when you get his ear. What's the probability of living peacefully with the natives when they get to operate on a different set of rules of racism is funded by the government?
It's a good question. And I wish, I know there are some, but I wish there were more within the native community who saw the peril in the current system and could say, let's do this different. Let's do this different. They're there. But I don't think they have enough of a voice, and it's really kind of sad. It's really kind of sad. So
yeah,
your specific question is, what are the chances for what? What are you hoping for?
Peaceful coexistence. Why don't they get to play by the same rules, or why aren't they playing by the same rules that America citizens are? And they're citizens, of course. But it's root hog or die for the most of us. And they get to sit back and open their checks every month and do absolutely nothing if they don't want to. So here's 150 years since the Little Bighorn and they're still groveling about injustices, real or imagined. And the Japanese took quite a thumping in 1945, and they have made something of themselves because they operate under a different flag.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while I get a little concerned about where we find ourselves out in this country. And there was a time when I would do that, I would have a chat with one of my favorite historians, author Bill Sherman, Father William Sherman, who was in the part of the Fargo Diocese Newman Center in Fargo at NDSU for years, and St. Michael's and Grand Forks, and he's still plugging away. I get to see him every once in a while, when I would ask him about, you know, where are we at in this country, and I probably asked him that question, you know, a dozen times over, you know, 25 years, okay? And like, what is going on? What is this? And he would wag his finger at me and say, I was in Japan. I was in Japan when Japan was reduced to smokestacks. You couldn't see anything but smokestacks from Japan. That's how bad we destroyed them. They were flattened. They were nothing. Can you imagine anything worse than that? Waking up and you see nothing but smokestacks in your country?
Yeah.
And he said, look at Japan today. Look at what they've done. So, I mean, I always took that as a lesson. As we can, it's within us to do what we need to do. It's within us to do what we need to do. But you remind me of that with your analogy between Little Bighorn and the Japanese. Bill O'Reilly, for folks that don't know, has written a book about Crazy Horse and some really good history on the battles with the Native Americans. I will ask him a version of that question for you. And, you know, you can ask him, too. We're taking questions for Bill, so I don't have to be the only one.
Thank you very much. I contend that none of us would amount to anything if we got paid for doing nothing. So mostly it's the weather and money that motivate us, and that's all removed with the present situation. So thank you very much.
Well, say that again now. You're saying that weather and what? Did you say weather?
Money.
Weather and money.
Weather.
Why, what? Oh, okay. Weather, in other words, if it's a blizzard, I can't leave my house. Can't do anything.
Well, winter's coming. I better get my wood pile made. I better get feed in the barn. I better get carrots in the root cellar. Weather is a pressure. These days when you go out to the garden, dig some something to eat because it's easy. So we live easy, but weather and money. If we need money, we have choices, and they get money sent to them just because they are fractional native. It's not fair.
Yeah, and it's not fair for them. It is the worst, you know, what we've done to them, what we've done to the Native American people with that is quite evident, sadly. Look at many Native communities. Fuller, appreciate the call. Thank you. More
attention,
coming up.
Medicare beneficiaries. It's time to get more from your Medicare plan. Plans as low as $0 premium. That's right. Medicare plans available at zero monthly premium, which include vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements. Plans with or without prescription drug benefits, and all include free Silver Sneakers gym memberships. Plans that give you the freedom to purchase additional coverage throughout the year should you need it at no cost. Talk to a licensed Medicare broker now. 877-590-0994. 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group. When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The only candidate and the only campaign to use foreign disinformation in 2016 was Hillary Clinton.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas speaking there on Fox News, reacting to the news that President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as the emails belonging to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is calling for a standalone bill to send a second round of stimulus checks The president saying the checks will go out immediately and he's ready to sign it now. That news comes as President Trump instructed administration officials on Tuesday to end talks with Democrats on another coronavirus stimulus bill. The president saying Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asking for too much funding and not negotiating in good faith. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The B word, blizzard, not long ago.
I missed it.
With our last caller, and he said, well, you know, you just stock up the wood and you get ready for winter. You're ready to go. Well, I would also stock up on everything Mike Lindell sells at MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott will get you the best deals. The mattress topper, you might, you know, spend an extra few minutes in bed, see? And the mattress topper is a great way to sleep better. 30% off, plus two free standard MyPillows, yours when you use the promo code Scott. Sheets, fantastic. More pillows, the body pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. A great author, a great broadcaster, a great conservative thinker. Bill O'Reilly, his latest book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America, back with us on What's On Your Mind. Bill, nice to have you back. How are you, sir?
Good, Scott. How you doing up there?
Doing well. Thank you very much. And watching with great interest everything that's happening these days. I just had a caller call and said, when you get Mr. O'Reilly on, would you ask him this question? And by the way, you can ask him that question, too, if you'd like. 800-228-0550. And his question was about your books, specifically on the Indian Wars and today. He's saying, what are the chances we can have peaceful existence when Native Americans are funded by the government? It's a different world. He's saying, you know, that they're paid for doing nothing, and nothing good can come from that. You agree?
Each situation is different, and that's the driving force of Killing Crazy Horse. And you guys in the Dakotas, I mean, you're right in the middle of it. And everything that you have up there stems from the Native American civilization and then the whites blending in after the war was over, 77-year war, Scott, to form what you have now. There are some reservations, Indian reservations, that are mismanaged and run poorly. The Indians have autonomy on the reservations, but about 80% of Native Americans have assimilated into the population. You don't even know they're Native Americans. I mean, look at Elizabeth Warren. Who knew? Who knew Elizabeth Warren? But on the reservations themselves, in many cases, they're run very efficiently, and the people prosper from reparations. That's what it is. I mean, the federal government allows casino licenses now to Native Americans. That's reparations. And the money has to go to the people living on the reservation. So it's a complicated thing. I wouldn't generalize about Native Americans and their situation in the USA. They got hammered. We explain why. It wasn't all one way, like slavery. There were a lot of context to it. Just the Comanche tribe alone, when you read Killing Crazy Horse and you see what they were doing, you know, they're not a sympathetic crew, the Comanches. But the Sioux, up where you are, a little bit different. So anyway, I appreciate the question, but I wouldn't generalize about Native Americans.
And the book is a great read. If you haven't got it yet, folks, just in our part of the world, as Bill mentioned, you know, I mean, obviously the history of the Sioux Indians and the connection with you know, South Dakota and killing Crazy Horse, it all weaves in. It's a good reminder, and I appreciated that. I really do. I appreciate that history. I always say, though, at some point, you have to say, okay, that happened. It was a bad deal. I didn't like it, but you know what? I'm not going to let it control my life. I'm gonna roll up my sleeves and go to work. And we've seen that with the three affiliated tribes in North Dakota, where they have oil interests. And they said, why don't we get in this oil game? And got smart and did a compact with the governor. And all of a sudden, there's Native American companies being started. There's low unemployment, single digit unemployment, and you know, Native American tribes in other parts of the state are sitting there with 20%+ unemployment. You know, I mean,
yeah, they're not going to be voting for the Biden-Harris ticket either. Because that's going to take everything away. But look, this is the land of opportunity. It's a cliche, Scott, but it is. There are many, many ways to succeed in the USA, far more ways to succeed here than any other nation on earth. So why on earth are people trying to dismantle that? I don't know. And that's the danger coming up in November. You elect a Biden-Harris ticket, they're going to disassemble traditional America. That will happen. I just wrote a column on BillO'Reilly.com spelling it all out. You might not like Trump. I understand. These people get power, this is what it's going to happen to you. So Native Americans, just by the fact that they were here, take part, if they want to, in the prosperity of America. Now, today. And as you rightly pointed out, you know better than anyone, Scott, they prospered in North Dakota.
And you know the beautiful thing there? If you ever get a chance to come to North Dakota, we'll take you up there. Lake Sakakawe in that area, or the Mandan, Hidatsa, Arikara, you know, tribe, three affiliated tribes is at. It is obviously, you know, the river sacred to Native Americans, right? I mean, that is a powerful, the landscape, very, very, I mean, they protect it. They are drilling for oil and responsibly caring for the land. You know, those two can go together. And this is what would be, you know, normally on federal land. If we decided to do some more energy on federal land, we could chip away pretty quickly at our federal debt. You know, and they're proving you can do it. So I'd like to see it happen, because it's sometime, some way, we're going to talk about the federal debt, right? I mean, that is going to become an issue at some point, I hope.
Yeah, no, it's a very good idea to attach the natural resource industry controlled by the federal government on federal land to paying down a debt. That's an excellent idea.
So I want to talk with you a little bit about the state of the race here a little bit and get back to that in a second. But before I do, I know you've told me this before, that it takes an enormous amount of money, and that's why nobody's done it. But I'm done with Fox News. It's getting worse every day. And I don't know if, you know, Murdoch's kids are ruining it. I don't know if just too many cocktail parties or what. But the genius of Fox News was We Report, You Decide, right? And it's gone. It's gone. Other than a few commentators here or there, it's gone. It's the point where it's not that much different. And conservatives have no place to go. They've proven they will gravitate in big numbers and provide a very good economic benefit from serving them well in the media, but we're slowly coming back on an island. You know, is there ever a way to you know, tell me the number? What's the number? Nothing's impossible. Look at the Wright brothers and what they did with the plane. Let's figure it out. We've got to figure this out, Bill.
All right, here's the deal. Today is the 24th anniversary of the first day that Fox News went on the air. So it was 24 years ago today that the O'Reilly Report debuted at 6 o'clock. Catherine Cryer was at 8 o'clock. Now, as everybody knows, in those 24 years, the company has risen to a profit level never before seen in any media company in the United States. Because traditional Americans, I don't call them conservatives, I call them traditional Americans, that want fair play, but want to hear their side respected, went to Fox knows that, and the new management doesn't have the same vision. Right? It's not like M&M's where you ate M&M's 25 years ago. It's the same M&M's now. That has not been the case. I don't really care anymore what happens over there. I mean, I'm not invested in it other than to tell you, Scott, that my company, BillO'Reilly.com, has grown from $5 million company in January of this year to a $30 million company now in 9 months. Because as you said, people are looking for something else. And when they get a load of what I'm doing every night on the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com, they come over here. We're on radio, as you know now. It's 300 stations across the country. We are surging. So I'm not in any rush to have anybody else compete with me. If you want fair-minded reporting that I gave you for more than 20 years on FNC, you can get it now right here. And with the technology, you know, it's in the click of your thumb, you got me, BillO'Reilly.com.
And I love that I do, and I think most of our listeners do, but I think they also see, you know, sort of the convenience, if nothing but nothing else, of one, you know, one-stop shop. I've got them all. I got everybody I love right there. I don't need anybody else. And as you say, we know the revenue, the profit will follow because the audience is humongous. It's absolutely humongous.
There's no doubt about it. But there's a lot of politics in corporations. I work for corporations for 40 years. And every single corporation I work for, and I work for CBS, ABC, Fox, was, I'm not going to use the word corrupt, but let's just say they didn't have the vision of looking out for the folks. I succeed because I look out for the folks. I don't care about the corporation. I never cared about it. I never went to meetings when I was at Fox. I didn't know what you do, what you do, I do what I do. And I made them so much money that they let me do what I do. But now, it's a whole different thing.
I love that. No, I'm not going to your meeting. I know who I am. I know what I'm doing. Tell the producers.
Yeah, but the corporate media has become so corrupt in America that it's no longer a reliable source of information. But to answer your question, it would take $1 billion to start a new network that would target conservative, traditional Americans. It would take $1 billion. You'd have to have that resource. Don't spend it all up top, but to hire the talent, to market, to buy your way on the cable systems. But cable is obsolete. After the election, this election, no matter what happens, all of the American TV news operations are going to suffer dramatically. All of them.
I want to ask you quickly, because we have a break here, and then we'll pick up after the break, but do you believe that after the point in which it was announced that Donald Trump had coronavirus, till today, he's done the right things to increase his chances of winning?
It's a hard question to answer, because he basically is not in control of the COVID. It's obviously an illness that he doesn't know from hour to hour how it's going to affect him. The answer to that question will come next week in Miami. If he can relate his COVID experience to the voters in a way the voters respond positively to, then he'll get back on track. But right now he's running behind.
I want to ask you, too, Joe Biden is saying, oh, we need unity, calling for unity in America. I haven't seen a lot of calls for unity out of his campaign or actions, but interesting take. More coming up with
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we are around the Bismarck area just kind of getting some materials gathered up for the projects we got going on next week. We'll be in Beulah, still down in that Strasburg area, moving over to Medina as well, actually, the later part of this week. So there's plenty of time to get your guys' projects in this year. I know going into October we're looking pretty busy at the beginning of the month, but at the end of the month, we got some open spots, so if you guys want to get in, get some waterline projects done or any kind of boring you need, just give me a call. We specialize in underground trenchless excavation, basically, so a lot of boring. We'll pull pipe underground without digging, without any mess, any hassle. So basically, you give us a call, any kind of line you need underground that you don't want to make a mess burying, we're your guys.
Call them at 701-204-0404 or Red Drilling. Two D's, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How does Swedish meatballs sound for lunch today?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You better take exit 292 in Valley City off I-94 and into PetroServe USA today. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. They've got it. Lasagna. Ooh. They make a mean lasagna, too. It's really good. West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, Swedish meatballs as well. So if you're around Fargo Moorhead and want to dive in there, there you go. All these come with two sides in a bun. And don't forget, most of the PetroServe USA locations have the pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and the two fresh-baked cookies, four items, for $4 all day, every day. And home cooking with grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Finishing our chat with Bill O'Reilly, author of Killing Crazy Horse, his newest history book and the number one best-selling series telling the story of the bloody war between Native Americans and the U.S. Army. BillO'Reilly.com is a great resource. His no-spin news broadcast weekday evenings, 7 and 10 o'clock Central Time. All right? So check that out. So Biden is saying now, and I found this a little odd, but, you know, we need unity. We need unity, America. This is a guy that is like, as rough and tumble as Trump was at the last debate, Biden was every bit as much. Shut up, man. You're a clown. I mean, some unity that's going to come from that. What's this all about?
There's not going to be any unity no matter who wins the election. If Biden wins, the right is going to hate him. If Trump wins, it'll just be more of the same, maybe even worse. So that's just, you know, a fiction, a fantasy. So Joe Biden basically is an old-time pal. He's at the end of the road. He's a man of no seasons. If you vote for him, you're basically electing a progressive machine. You're not electing a man. So Trump, whether you like him or not, is going to do what Trump wants to do. And there's nobody going to be able to say, gee, Mr. President, don't do that. And that's to his detriment at times. Listen, he does what he wants. Biden doesn't do anything. He's like an amoeba. He just, you know, and they tell him what to do. And he does it. And so I'm trying to get across to everybody on my platforms, you may not like Donald Trump. And that's understandable because he's very brusque and bombastic. But if you vote for the other side, your life is going to change for the worse. And then I listed, just read my column on BillO'Reilly.com entitled Donald J. Trump RIP with a question mark. This is what's going to happen if these people get power. And it's pretty frightening to me.
Darn frightening. Is he going to win, Bill?
He could. You know, next week, Trump's got to have a big debate. Can't be another fiasco in Miami. If Trump doesn't score big next week, then Biden probably will win.
President just tweeted, I'm looking forward to the debate on the evening of Thursday, October 15th in Miami. It'll be great. So he's setting the stage. He's firing people up. Terry's on the road for Bill O'Reilly. Go ahead, Terry, your question.
Yes, congratulations, Mr. O'Reilly, on your success of your new broadcast system.
I appreciate that, Terry. Thank you.
My question is, how come the country of Canada doesn't have any reservations and they've integrated the data population so well compared to the United States?
Canada is divided into two countries, as you guys probably know. So you got Western Canada, where most of the native Canadians are, and then Eastern Canada, which is run by the left. Western Canada is much more traditional conservative. So you don't have a basic central government up there regulating what Native Americans do. And Canada is a welfare state. So anybody, any Canadian, can get cradle-to-grave entitlements fairly easily there. So it's a whole different system. But I'll submit to you that any Native American are much better off here because the opportunities here for explosive economic growth are much more than they are in Canada.
Thank you, Terry. Quickly for Bill O'Reilly, your question.
Hey, Bill, big fan. Can't wait to read your book. But I went to Black Hills State, took Native American Studies, grew up in Southwest North Dakota, was around reservations, have been on them, seen them, third world countries in our own country. So we need to take a lesson from that, but also the Native people that I've talked to, the best thing that has happened to them is getting off the reservation. And you just hit the nail on the head. It's the opportunity to make your life better here is the best than anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and 80% of the Native Americans have done that. And again, you get educated, you're an honest person, you work hard, you're going to prosper in the USA. So why are we trying to tear this down? I mean, that when you go to vote, that's your question.
By the way, Grant, just a quick point. I've been to a few Native communities, and I use that exact term, third world country. I just look at it and say, you're kidding me. And some of the responses I've gotten from the Natives, Bill, I'd be curious about your reactions. Basically, you look at it and see a third world country, you know, we're fine with that. We're fine with that. So is that my cue to just sort of back away and mind my own business?
Well, the Native Americans have autonomy. So, you know, if we can help them, we, the white and black and Hispanic populations of America, we should. But they're running the show. you know, state law does not affect Native Americans. Federal law does.
Yeah, good point.
You state
can't,
law.
You can't.
Their own police force, their own courts, they do what they want. And that if you're devastated, that's kind of on you. If you need help, well, we'll try to help you.
Good point. One of the nation's great broadcasters, Bill O'Reilly, and great authors. Thank you, sir. Talk again soon.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.